This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, hey, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Coming up on this show, a little fruits and nuts shredded and bingo as we bring Nathan Reeder in at the tail end of this hour. But we start off in and around Washington, D.C. Colin Powell under fire. I don't think he's so much under fire, but the revelations from his leaked emails have become fodder for lots of talk shows and newspaper columnists across the country, pundits, basically. And wait to hear what some of them have to say. Boy, it's crazy. I mean, it is. Like, linked email addresses. What's up with the Russians? They just hack into everything. Crazy. All right. Inside the Beltway, no one better than Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, what's the deal with the Russians hacking into emails? I'm waiting to hear about your emails and what salacious things you've had to say about the people on the Hill and others you've encountered when you've been to the White House. I mean, it's insane. Colin Powell now, I mean, everything that we're hearing, I just don't get it. There, I guess there's no protection even at the highest levels, right?
You know, that's actually true. And, you know, rest assured, if my emails are hacked, I can guarantee that I've said nothing but nice things about you. No, you're in good territory. But yeah, this has certainly gotten strange. And of course, the new revelation in this is some emails that were released from Colin Powell's account from a website called DC Leaks. This is a website that apparently has a connection with the Romanian hacker Jucifer 2.0, who actually is also believed to, you know, be associated with the Russian government. That's something that's not been fully fleshed out yet, but most intelligence analysts have sort of suggested to that degree. So we had some pretty interesting emails coming out. Some were, you know, pretty inappropriate, speculating about, you know, Bill Clinton's love life at home that have gotten a lot of play. The big ones, of course, were also saying that Donald Trump is a national disgrace. And then Powell detailing his discussions, you know, with the Hillary camp behind the scenes, saying that he had spoken to a number of staffers, thrown a mini tantrum, and had really worked hard to try to make it so that they would not try to put the blame for the email scandal on him. At one point going on to say that everything that Hillary touches is a disaster, kind of paraphrasing there, in the sense that it is overtaken by hubris.
Yeah, hubris. I like that. So we go from the lack of privacy and emails dripping out all over the place to what's really been very dominant in the headlines. You and I talked about the other day, Hillary Clinton and her health. She jumps back on the campaign trail on Thursday. She releases her health records. Trump, different thing. He's on Dr. Oz's show, and they have like a one-page summary of his recent physical, but his trip to TV land and Ozworld really, really took over a lot of the conversation. So is this what people are talking about in D.C. too, the health of either one of these two?
You know, they certainly are. And, of course, the Dr. Oz visit, as you mentioned, got a lot of oxygen in the room. You know, there was a lot of sort of leaks that came out from members of the audience who gave details before it officially airs tomorrow. According to them, they have told various media outlets that Trump had, you know, apparently been told that he is slightly overweight, but nevertheless, somebody that Dr. Oz said he would like to see, you know, out of the patient in terms of his overall health. Apparently, high cholesterol that he had, you know, initially been reported to have had has been you know, solved according to his physician, quite likely due to the fact that he's been taking, you know, statins like Lipitor and whatnot. You know, just this is, again, going to air tomorrow. It is different from what we were initially told. Initially, this was described in much more dramatic terms, this idea that he was going to be giving the full readout to Dr. Oz before he had even seen it, and then Dr. Oz was going to go through it sight unseen live in front of a television audience. That was something that was pretty much scrapped at the last minute, and instead was just replaced by this basic one sheet, as you mentioned.
Yeah, just, wild. And then the other story I thought that was pretty interesting is you have the FBI director who apparently is telling us all to cover up our webcams. You know, so all of us have them built in, certainly to our PCs, laptops, all that kind of stuff. And the FBI director is saying, listen, this is the safe thing to do. So, you know, we have either the worry of leaks or even us personally being peered into by the webcams. What was that all about, the whole cybersecurity, I guess, down that road?
Well, it was basically an acknowledgement that webcams are apparently notoriously easy to hack. It's something that has been, widely discussed for quite some time now, the fact that you can sign into somebody else's, apparently make it so that the little light doesn't turn on, and then essentially view what's going on. That's been something that's been going on for a while. Rand Paul, of all people, had actually capitalized on that for a while, during his anti-NSA tirade that he's gone on early in his campaign. His team had actually sold webcam blockers with his name on it. He may have been, I guess, at the forefront of that in terms of it becoming a trend and something that, according to Comey, is something that we should all be investing in.
Yeah. The other thing is something that I'll just put some tape over mine. I don't know about you. I'll just get some duct tape. But that's what I'll be investing in. So speaking of investing, do we all have to put out our hats and shake for change? Because it looks like the Senate leaders are still struggling to reach an agreement on a short-term funding measure.
Yeah, exactly. This is continuing to be held up over some disagreements over Zika funding. $1.1 billion was set to be distributed, but there is a lot of anger over some provisions that were put in by Republicans that would essentially block Planned Parenthood funding for Puerto Rico. That is something that has not yet been dealt with and is, frankly, consuming a lot of the conversation, considering that a bill needs to be passed before September 30th in order to keep the government funded for the remainder of the year. It doesn't look like at this point that there's a clear path forward, but there is some suggestions that either Republicans could blink and drop those provisions, or that they could, in fact, just take out Zika funding, continue to go without some much-needed additional funds, and just do sort of another sort of stopgap measure without dealing with that until a later day.
Yep. All right, Justin Duckham, we'll see you again soon. And next time we talk, I hope you'll release your health record so we can see what that's all about.
Oh, God. That's why I'm not running for president.
I like that. Oh, God. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Nobody wants to do that. He's right. Nobody wants to do that. It's interesting in talking about the RNC, by the way, denying reports that it's been hacked. Mike McCall said he meant to say Republican political operatives had been hacked, because that started off kind of a little firestorm in itself. Have they been hacked? Because then people think donations, what else is in private information, all of that. And apparently they just wanted to make sure that this didn't get out of control. They want to put a lid on it, so to speak. And they're saying, we have not been hacked, contrary to reports. No known breach of the GOP networks. Thank goodness. Hang with us.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Jumping on and off the campaign trail. Talk a little bit there with Justin, kicking back the old health thing. Little leaks, health leaks, and just a couple of strange doings that are reverberating and washing over us like a tsunami. That's what I feel like. It is. It's a tsunami. They can't get this money thing right, but I went on my soapbox last night. I jumped up. I put on my big shoes and jumped up on that. And I think we know this is the same thing over and over and over again. There's no new news. It's what we constantly are dealing with every single time we talk about a budget, every time we talk about spending bills. You know, it's a cycle. It's the same old cycle, period, end of story. I'll tell you what, the hacking thing, though, is getting embarrassing. Because maybe George W. Bush was smarter than some people give him credit for. He would not do the email deal. He didn't do the dance. He did not send emails. And so you never, ever, ever, ever heard about the president, when he was president, and something that had gotten leaked. Now, with Obama, people around him, other Democrats, but not Obama himself, you haven't heard anything about Obama. I mean, but can you imagine? It is very frightening how easy it seems to be for these Russians, so much is traced back to Russia, but not all, to other Eastern European countries and some other places too, to jump in and figure out a way to tag on. And, you know, when it's this whole flap over Hillary and whether or not there were sensitive information that was pumped out there because of the sloppiness of using her own server is pretty frightening, if you ask me. And, you know, we hear this from Julian Assange, who says from WikiLeaks that get ready, because there's more to come. And when he says get ready, there's more to come. What more? So what more are we talking about? I mean, pretty much, remember, the first bag of State Department secrets pretty much leveled some of our allies, certainly like Germany, and also took chunks out of other nations too, Saudi Arabia, and it was there for everybody to see with a few redacted pieces in it, but for the most part, most of it was there. So we know that the health thing, like I said, was big. So Clinton releases the doctor's letter describing the mild pneumonia. I guess they figured, you know, imagine the team, they're all huddled. Oh, geez, now what do we do? Because obviously, this has been, you know, this has been, it's out there. So we've got to do something to counterattack it, counterreact, whatever. And they want to quell the concerns about her health. So you get the doctor to write a note that it's mild pneumonia, which he said it was mild pneumonia, right? And looking at health and looking at presidents and how healthy they are, you know, remember Reagan when he was shot in the thumbs up and at the window, and there have been other presidents certainly where we get the reports or we hear what the checkup is, the routine checkup. But now, back to my point of with leaks and so much else available, so much information out there available, it's a different world. It's the wild, wild west when with very little block in between to keep things secret, be so easy to, I think, much easier than we think, to get, pry out some of that super, super personal information. I'm going to jump kind of in a odds and ends direction as we leave the trail for a second, and do tell you this in the latest poll. Clinton still leads Trump, but the gap is narrowing. Coin flip. We've been talking about this coin flip forever. Coin flip. Are you shocked that it's a coin flip? No, you're not. Because this was the script that was written, what, a year ago? Right? A year ago, this is what we were talking about. So when we talk about technology, and since everything's mobile technology, what people are looking at, where we're looking, everything we do, it doesn't matter what your age is. You know, it's not just somebody who's 14 or 18 or even 30. Mobile. You look around in a doctor's office, where the people there just want to get better. They're not worried about what's being leaked. And look around when you're at the grocery store. I mean, heck, look anywhere you are. And people are on that phone. They're checking emails. They're sending documents. They're texting friends. They're closing deals, looking at videos. You get it. You know it. Shooting videos, shooting selfies and pictures. So the iPhone 7, I mean, the brilliance of Steve Jobs from the grave just continues, because he knew how to hook this, link this all together, that this was just going to be something they were going to constantly add on, and people were going to want to always buy the newest, greatest, latest, and get the updates. So if the iPhone 7, they say, is the bridge to the next best thing, they say it's probably the 10th anniversary edition of the smartphone in 2017. So the first weekend, this anticipation Friday of demand for these water-resistant phones drove up the shares of Apple 8%. But they believe that analysts say that orders are going to lag through the end of the year because customers will hold off for a bigger leap, a bigger technology leap, knowing, oh, yeah, this, they're going to keep doing this. And if it's the 10th anniversary, then if it's the 10th anniversary of the smartphone, well, that's going to have every bell and whistle. So why am I getting this phone when I can wait and get something, hold off and get something that's even better? So that may, they may, in a way, by being the constant upgrader, they may shoot themselves in the foot on this 7. But shipments of about 13 million of the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus topped last year's first weekend for the iPhone 6, 7. I don't know. How about where you are with anybody out there, an iPhone person? Are we going to be like, are we going to look like dinosaurs when we hold on to our old phones? I'm still back on, I'm on a 5. So here we are, we're on a 7. I'm on a 5S phone. I'm afraid, will this phone disintegrate? Is it like Mission Impossible? And will this phone eventually, to protect the innocent, explode and anything I have on it while I lose it? I'm like the last holdout. You know, the flip phones, the brick phones. Oh, yeah, I had them all. You know, dial-up internet. Oh, I wasn't an early adopter. I was, according to some, a late adopter, I don't think completely, but I held on for dear life, right? How much more can I pay? And when I just get used to something, I like have to upgrade or do something different. So I think it's going to be amazing, whatever it is that they do with 7 and the 7 Plus. We already know, we've already heard, but there is something to waiting to see what's going to happen with the 10th anniversary. And it's crazy, the spike in the phones, looking at the Apple revenue. If you look at the breakdown by their products, the iPods, just services in general, the iPad and the iPhone, and wow, how much they sell. It's crazy. I mean, just absolutely crazy. And now this thing with the wireless ears, I wonder, I think people think of gadgets and think of losing gadgets. I think it's a good idea, but how easy would it be to lose those earbuds, really? I think it would be pretty easy, right? So that may be one piece of technology. It's kind of like, remember the phones, and they still have them. I've seen a few people with them where you have the stylus with it. So you could take the stylus out and draw. Eh, I'm losing that stylus. I'm losing those earbuds. How about you? Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Don't forget, coming up in our next segment, Truth and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. As we shake the trees, though, and find out what's buzzworthy, this is buzzworthy. You know, the last 3 or 4 years, I would say, the noise has ratcheted up when it comes to the media and Americans trusting in the media. I just read something today where somebody on Facebook was asking, when you get news, do you check the source? Are you looking at what the source is for the news of what you read? So anyway, there was this new Gallup poll that shows Americans' trust in mass media has sunk to a new low, 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 low. 32% say they have a great deal or a fair amount of trust in the media. 14% of Republicans express trust, down from 32% last year. 14%? So that's a big dump. Confidence dropping with younger people and older people. So two pretty big demographics saying that they don't trust the media. You know, Gallup began asking that question, just for your reference as to how long have they been asking that question, since 1972. They do it on a yearly basis since 1997. So confidence hit its highest point in 1976. That was 72%. Think of what was going on. Go back into the recesses of your mind. Smart people out there. 76, what was going on? Vietnam, Watergate. So, especially Watergate. Oh, everything that was happening. The Washington Post, Woodward and Bernstein, and then the journalism surrounding the Vietnam War was super, super big. But the trust of media has slowly been eroding over time. The election campaign may be the reason that it's fallen a lot this year. A lot of Republicans and conservative pundits saying Hillary Clinton has gotten only overly positive media attention while Donald Trump is getting unfair or negative attention. So this started that, I think, even more noise about low trust in the media, especially among Republicans. But even Democrats and independents, trust in the media has declined, but just a little bit. 51% of Democrats compared with 55 last year, and 30% of independents compared with 33, expressing the lack of trust. And for younger, when we're talking about certain age groups, like 26% of people from 18 to 49, down from 36 last year and 38 from 50 and older, pretty significant. I think it's pretty interesting. So there's a question for you. Do you trust the media? Just like Gallup asked, just flat out, do you trust the media? I think there's a problem with that question. The problem with that question is, who is the media? What are you considering media? Where are you getting your news? There's so many sources now, some of them considered credible, but they're not credible. They're not even news, what we would call news organizations. Are we talking about just anybody blogging? Are we talking about someone with skins on the wall? Are we talking about somebody who's great at digging up stories nobody will touch? There's a lot of ways to look at the word media, I think. And that's maybe part of the problem, the definition. Do I think in some cases at some networks Hillary Clinton has gotten massively positive coverage or publicity, I call it, free publicity? Yes. Do I think that's happened with Donald Trump? In a way, yes, in some organizations. I'll tell you where he really drafted that free publicity. I think every day he was able to create that for a very, very long time. And then what happened with him and Fox and Megyn Kelly, that just added to the intrigue. It didn't hurt him. It just added to it and got a lot of people interested in Donald Trump and interested into what was he saying today and what was going on. I mean, he became the news. And you know what they say about that? When they say any publicity is good publicity no matter what, I kind of believe that in most cases. So I think the media question is a tricky one. Because what is your definition of media? It used to be really clear in the past. The sources were simple. There might have been thousands that would be considered part of the media gang. But what is media? The traditional routes of radio, television, newspaper, reporters, because, you know, that would be who, what, where, when, and why, but now there's opinion. Talk show hosts are opinion-based. So you can love me to death, not like me at all, or anybody else out there. Ask Rush Limbaugh. He is the king of capitalizing, to his credit, on controversy and knowing what sells and knowing how to put that out there when other people were sitting on the sidelines being very vanilla. He is definitely opinionated and was from the get-go when his show especially was taking off. But that's talk. And talk is different from what we would call traditional media. That's why I think that question is tough to decipher. Not tough to decipher is Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, who I think, to me, you can really see, he doesn't look exhausted. He's just, you know, he's getting up there, Bill Clinton. So he has been campaigning for Hillary Clinton, who has that mild case of pneumonia. And here's what he said about standing in.
First, I'm glad to have a chance to stand in for Hillary today. She did it for me for a long time. It's about time I showed up and did it for her.
And, you know, somebody said to me the other day, is Bill Clinton insignificant now, or is Bill Clinton still relevant? And I think Bill Clinton is still relevant for a lot of people. I do. There's no question the Democrats trot out Bill Clinton when they need him. That was part of the Obama deal when he ran in 2008, knowing, okay, Bill Clinton on the stage is definitely uniting, and that's definitely going to help Obama. It's not going to hurt him, so let's make this work out. And they did make it work out. So I don't think Clinton, to any Democrats that he's speaking to, I don't think he tips over her campaign, and anybody would absolutely know that. The other thing that we talked about, and we talked about this at the top of this show, was funding and the infighting between the Republicans and the Democrats. And then we get to the point where now we're talking about being hacked. And that has been a major theme in our lives now for a couple of years. That's why you have Ed Snowden, who is in exile in Russia. And there's a movie coming out, by the way, in our cheap movie review in our next show. We'll talk about it, called Snowden. There's Julian Assange, who I mentioned, who gets all the information from WikiLeaks and pumps it out there. And then there's the story of whether or not the RNC, the Republican National Committee, has been hacked into. And the reason there would be any kind of a panic with that is partially is because donors would be worried, okay, well, what's been hacked into? Certainly emails, private emails being linked that talk about sensitive issues. And also, if any of the donors' information were leaked, that's always a disaster when you've got to tell people their Social Security number has been compromised. I mean, if we heard that's the one thing you defend with your life, you don't let anyone touch those digits. You're very careful about where you put those digits on. We've had Robert Siciliano on the show so many times, and he couldn't emphasize that enough. So here's Mike McCauley talking about, Senator McCauley talking about the hack attacks and what that means.
They have not only hacked into the DNC, but also into the RNC. So they are not discriminating one party against the other. The Russians are basically have hacked into both parties at the national level.
Yeah, they've hacked into both at the national level. Is frightening because, again, what is the information that's being leaked? What is the information that's being hacked? What's the information that's being hacked out there? And in one breath saying, don't worry, we haven't been hacked into, and in the other breath saying, oh, well, they've been hacked into, we've been hacked into. So there's no discrimination. It's just a question of what's the information that's out there? What's the information? We don't know. That's the answer. We have no clue. Hey, coming up in Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo. One of the things that we'll talk about is content. Content and Hollywood and a fear of a monopoly. Goodness, Hollywood monopolizing content. Oh, what a shock that is. And how about the government with their plan to kill wild horses? How many wild horses are we talking about? We'll get Nathan's take next here on America Tonight.
Love is strange. Love is strange.
A Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
She's a squirmy kind, truly intertwined. You'll never meet her equal. Conversation piece, her stories never cease. So wailing, blows out in the yard, and
there's the bleachers and everything in between. Around the bend for this final segment for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up, Nathan Reeder will join us for another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm good.
Oh, you sound tired. Are you tired? Do you have mild pneumonia? Don't you have a cough button? Come on now.
Not one. The opposite is important.
Yeah. We spare no expense on this show. Forget the spaceship guy. I mean, nobody's allowed to cough in that studio. Actually, I know George, and he's a nice guy. Talking about spaceships. He's talking about spaceships. We're talking about wild horses. How about this, Nathan? Wild horses, should they be killed or sold? The government is deciding on this. Approximately, they don't know the exact amount, but they're saying about there's about 45,000 of them. So what do you think? Killed or sold?
How presumptuous of a species.
Exactly.
We get to decide.
The government is deciding on what to do. Euthanize them to control their numbers.
Where? Is this a general...
Well, it's the Bureau of Land Management's National Wild Horse and Borough Advisory Board, and we're talking about, you know, out west, where there's more wide open spaces where these wild horses, a lot of these wild horses are. So, and they've gathered a lot of them up. There's holding facilities actually throughout the United States, and they're saying they've become overburdened. Most of them are in the West, but not all of them. So the Humane Society is going just nuts over this. And, you know, we're talking about Western rangelands. And they're saying it's unsustainable, and so, and the government says we can't sustain this program anymore. They've adopted out more than 235,000 wild horses, but they, now they've got this problem and they have to figure out what to do with it.
Well, it's making money up. It's all the things. It's representational, a living that doesn't quite, measure up to what it's representing. Operationalization malfunctioning once again. But it, I certainly would say putting a number to them and selling them is a lot better than slaughtering them. Weren't they just enjoying freedom before that? Freedom.
Freedom! So you're saying, bingo if they decide to sell. And I agree, they were enjoying freedom until they were rounded up. I mean, this is the world. This is, you know, it's kind of like when,
I'm going with shred it.
Shred it.
I mean, fruits and nuts it. Okay, fruits and nuts it. That's what I'm gonna do.
Alright, fruits and nuts. It's kind of like it's a little different, but when people want to go to safaris in Africa now, lots of times really that land is bought, and so it may be however many acres, a crazy amount, but the animals are captive now in these places that people own, and they call them safaris. So I think there's kind of that mentality, like a land grab in a way. And trying to control it. So it's interesting. Two different places and two different scenarios. But, yeah, it's crazy about the wild horses. Those wild horses are beautiful. I've seen documentaries done on them and whatnot. So it's very sad. How about this? The Netflix streaming service is spending about $6 billion a year on content. So they're choking basic cable, they say. And they're really rattling the relationship, exactly as I was reading something today, of the business of Hollywood, because people are fearing of, you know, this dominance of Netflix, and so the entertainment industry not really excited about that all of a sudden there's this new player in town when it's tough in the entertainment industry, that there's some gratitude for it, but that they've got this gush of money to license shows in some cases that were out of their prime or even out of production. And so here comes Netflix, but there's backlash here too, because they're saying that relying on deals with Netflix is now even a threat, because you've got 83 million global subscribers, and that's sucking up a lot of eyes, and it's bidding up the prices for programming so high they can't pay for the programming. So it's not a good thing in a sense, because as they elbow out the competition, they can just pull out of it. So it's very strange. So it's a content question. And so they do have some great shows, like House of Cards is popular and whatnot, but it was taken off, you know, the show after the fourth season. They have to say later, because they don't have enough money for this. So I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's a perfect thing for us to be talking about. It's definitely a bingo scenario of... This is what capitalism defines as a success, right? Netflix is a very large success.
Uh-huh.
yet it's also a definition of the failure of capitalism in a unregulated and not a novelly architectured structure, right?
Right.
Because there's fringe parts of the way they're making money that isn't regulated yet.
Yes. That's it. It's not regulated. And then how
would you?
How would you? How do you get the feedback on how their show's received? There's no metrics, so they don't have any of that. And the fact is that they are pumping $6 billion into that weak Hollywood economy, so they provide supposedly cash up front. They order a couple of seasons of most series. So for actors, for writers, for directors, I would think, hey, they got to go where the work is. But it really does kind of mess with the economics. It is interesting to see.
They do, but really it's not them as the perpetrators, and it's unfair to say that it's any nation or any corporation. I mean, it's just, it's a swirling time of world economy, and it's hard to define what currency really means.
It is hard to define. That's a good way to put it. What is currency? You're right.
When you're not making your own stuff and you're just providing services.
Yeah. You're right. What is that? Exactly. It's crazy. All right, last one. How about this one? I don't know if you've seen this or not. You might not have seen it, but I happen to see this. You know, they're talking about what they're doing with robots these days and how can we use robots in our world. They've talked about delivering pizza with drones, which I think we're not going to really see on a big, large scale. But there is a place in Silicon Valley called Zumi Pizza, and it's a startup that began in April, and they're using machines to make the pizza, and it's melding food and high technology to disrupt the restaurant industry with software and robots. They have robots that are delivering the pizzas and making the pizzas.
It's not to disrupt, it's to improve upon, Kate.
Improve.
I'm sure that's what's in the business plan.
Improve. So they the robots prep the dough, they add cheese and toppings, they take the pizza out of the oven, they cut them into slices and box them for delivery. Wow.
Oh, yeah. We had competitions at the pizzeria I worked with. The robots would have won, as always they should. I mean, that just makes sense, but it is weird. It's telling.
It's weird. It is telling. It is telling. It is. It is telling of what to expect in the future. It's crazy. I saw a picture of it, and it's just a big robot. Almost looks like a machine that could be the machine that you look over when your teeth are getting cleaned. And and it's weird, but the robot does the deal. Really, it's in Mountain View, California, and they just put the pizza in the oven. The whole thing, wild,
awesome.
Crazy, Zumi Pizza. All right, another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo in the books. Thanks, Nathan.
Got it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.